SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Social Development Commission hosts GIS Day in Maypen. And later, an earthquake preparedness tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
I want to tell you right now.
You know, some are multi-talented. Some are doing my entry form for JCDC Visual Arts. We are closed January 27th.
Oh, yeah. And performing arts audition start January 16th to February 17th. And members of Jamaica Gospel Song are January 24th to 27th. And them still are going to take entries upon the day.
And we can win enough cash and prizes. The information upon them website, social media, or them parish office.
So anybody can enter?
Yes, man. Anybody.
This Friday, representatives from the Social Development Commission, SDC, will gather at the old police station in Maypen Square, Clarendon, to showcase the agency's asset mapping work. The agency recently completed an interactive map representing all 79 communities in the parish. Deputy Executive Director of Research and National Priorities at SDC, Juanita Reed, says the information will assist with economic growth at the community level.
What we are doing here is really to showcase the work that we have been doing using geographic information systems, hence GISD. So we are able, through asset mapping, to identify where all the assets, and assets meaning our police station, our churches, our hospitals, even where we have our community-based organizations, the space where they meet, any economic activity in the community. We pick up the exact location using a GPS unit.
The SDC has been working with community-based organizations through its Local Economic Development Support Program to expand their bases and increase employment. Ms. Reed is inviting everyone to pass through the square this Friday, January 27, up until 5:30 p.m.
It's going to be an exciting day. We have a concert feature at the end because, you know, it's a Friday afternoon and we have people in the town square, which we'll be at. But the objective is really to have communities looking at how GIS, or Geographic Information System, can be used to develop the community space.
Potential investors interested in Clarendon will soon have ease of access to the map, which outlines the resources available in all 79 communities. Vision 2030 will seek to ensure that adequate and high-level tertiary education is provided, with workforce trends in mind. It will also seek to expand mechanisms to provide access to education and training for all, including unattached youth. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm for more information.
Psst! Somebody out there want you. Them not just want you, them need you. Yes, you are someone's type. So sign up today for the JIS Blood Drive and save a life. February 7, 58A Halfway Tree Road, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just call 926-359-024 and sign up. Or email your name and contact details to radio@jis.gov.jm. JIS Blood Drive, February 7, you are someone's type.
And here's an earthquake preparedness tip. After an earthquake, make telephone calls only to report life-threatening emergencies. Cell phones and landlines will be jammed. SMS and WhatsApp messages take less bandwidth and may go through when voice calls can't be made. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Statistical Institute of Jamaica and its partners will host a 3-day conference on population planning for development in Jamaica from January 25 to 27 from 9 a.m. at the Jamaica Conference Center, 14 to 20 Port Royal Street, Kingston. Call 630-1619 for details. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.